B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Legendary power trio Triumph has re-released their classics album on a double LP pressed in 180-gram silver vinyl. That came out on December 13th. Bassist Mike Levine was nice enough to join me to talk about that and other things, like would Triumph ever go back out and tour again?
The answer is probably not.
How did it feel to be back on stage with Rick and Gil? Plus his favorite and least favorite albums.
Overall, I have to say Allied Forces.
Of course, I'd ask him about the Stanley Cup and that world-famous mustache. That and more today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Yes, indeedy doody dandy. That's what they used to say back in the day.
I said, what the hell was that? Did you just have a stroke? I guess it's the Talkin' Rock with Al Beck podcast now. All the Meltdown's on the floor.
No, that was that's like how you would introduce a podcast like in the 30s.
Right.
Yes, indeedy
doody dandy. They just called that radio.
Yeah, right. That is true. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm great, man.
Al Beck's over there. I'm Meltdown. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. Quick reminder to go back and listen to last week's podcast with Jacoby Shaddix, because a little bit of a hidden nugget in there, an Easter egg of sorts. We'll tell you more about that with Al coming up for Rock News today. We're going to talk about John Frusciante getting back in the band.
Yeah, you know?
I wonder if it was one of those things where he was standing on the side of the stage like in Spinal Tap, and they just nodded over to him and just, hey, me?
Sort of hanging out. Yeah, you know, I had heard some stories throughout the year about him being photographed with like Chad Smith or Flea or something like that, and I kind of just dismissed it. Like, they were in the band together for so long.
Yeah,
so they hang out. Who cares? But yeah, looks like he's in the band now.
Yeah, you've seen Spinal Tap, right?
Yes.
You saw that part where he was on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
I think Nigel, right?
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Look out. Picks up me. Wow. Okay. So anyways, speaking of guitar players, we'll talk a little bit about Jason Hook and his recent battles as far as the his health is concerned. Mm-hmm. Couple bands doing some good for charity with Aerosmith, and also Trainers and Rock and Roll.
Yeah. Someone's got to go on a diet.
Yeah. So I was thinking about that. I wonder if that starts like now or January 1st. Like,
right. If
I would start at January 1st.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably.
It's like, you know, you got to get through the holidays first.
Yeah, I know. I got to get back in the weight room, and I picked when I come back from holiday break to do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw a thing the other day, not to get off on a tangent about working out or nothing, but I saw a thing. It was a picture of, like, food, like, you know, like fruits and vegetables and stuff, and then a picture of the weight room, and the food one says, this is the hard part, and the weight room was the easy part, and that is true.
You know
what I'm saying? Because it's all about diet. 80% is
it
about
is.
Diet.
So. It really is.
Yeah. What is this? The Talking Health with Meltdown show?
I'm out. I got nothing to contribute, which, not that I contribute much to the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown, the Talkin' Rock podcast.
You couldn't contribute less, as a matter of fact.
That's my goal.
Anyways, hey, well, let's talk to Mike Levine here. Are you familiar with Triumph? They're a three-piece band from Canada. They're not Rush.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good distinction.
Yeah. He's a bass player.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a bass player.
Yeah. I play a little bass.
Have you studied any of his work?
I have not, no.
You haven't. You don't have the magic power.
I don't have the magic power.
You haven't laid it on the line.
No. Are we getting more puns?
When the lights go down, you don't pick up your bass. And,
can we just roll this thing or what? I want to go.
Mike Levine from Triumph today here on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. I've got a lot of stuff going on, and here he is to tell us all about it.
Oh, Meltdown, how's it going, bud?
It's going great, man. What's easier, putting out a record like this before the holidays or talking about it for 3 hours?
I think putting the fucking record out is more like it.
I can imagine. So, yeah, one of my friends I saw just a few weeks ago, she's a huge Triumph fan, and she was telling me about, you know, obviously you guys played that show. So, you know, how good did it feel to be back up on stage with Gil and Rick?
It was great. We had a really good time. But, you know, it's the fans that were in the building that were really made it, you know. It was pretty amazing. Amazing.
Now, this might be. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I know there's like this there's like this 2 second delay here, but this might be kind of a silly question. You probably had it asked a billion times today, but could you ever see you guys heading back out on the road again in the future?
Probably. The answer is probably not. But you never say never because you don't know. But I think with as we're all getting on in years a little bit, it's there's some physical issues that may just not make that possible. You know, playing three songs, you know, that's okay. You know, we can do that. But, you know, playing a dozen songs, I'm not sure that would work on a big stage because we'd all probably fall off the stage or something stupid.
I hear you. So you got this record coming out, which looks really cool. I was just listening to Allied Forces yesterday. I just forgot how great that record was. You know, it brought back a lot of memories of listening to FM radio as a kid back in the 80s, growing up in Buffalo and hearing Triumph songs all the time and seeing you guys in Buffalo where I grew up. But what's your favorite record and maybe your least favorite record from the Triumph for the catalog?
Interesting. It's hard to pick a favorite because there's a few that I really liked, but I think overall I have to say Allied Forces, just because that that was the lightning. That was the lightning record, you know, the bolts of better songwriting, better vocal performances, better production. Everything was better on that record, I thought. And we came together as a band. That's to me was the absolute key to that record. It's like we graduated, you know, we learned all our lessons properly and we were becoming something very special as a unit. So I would say that would be my favorite. Plus we got to record it at Metalworks. It was the first album we did in our own studio. So that was incredibly helpful too.
And what about on the opposite end of the scale? Is there a record where it just didn't seem to click or you're just not that fond of it?
I would say Progressions of Power. You know, we went, we made a too far of a left turn from just a game on that record. And it hardly even sounded like Triumph to me. So there's nothing wrong with it. Like, I love some tunes on that. You know, I Lived for the Weekend, it was a classic.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock on every rock station, it was perfect.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. Carl Palmer once told me, he goes, every musician out there has a record they're just not crazy about. So that's why I like to ask sometimes when some of you guys. So you say that a tour is probably not possible, but could you guys ever sit down and record new music, do you think?
We actually had a discussion about that, whether we wanted to, you know, go in the studio and waste some time together and see if we can come up with anything. And, you know, we all said, yeah, you know, when everybody's calendar is kind of got some open space, you know, we might consider that.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's cool, man. That'd be great to hear some Triumph. Hey, a couple more things here for you. I know that you've been doing this all day, so I appreciate you taking my call here last. Two very important questions.
No problem. You're on the mighty riff. You get time. As much time as you want.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Two very important questions that people want to know about. First of all, what's your thoughts on Mike Babcock and who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
I'm going to be blatantly honest here. I lost interest in the Toronto Maple Leafs a long time ago. because as an earlier question said, which team do you like the best in Toronto? The Jays, the Raptors, or the Leafs? I said, I like the one that's winning.
Do you follow hockey at all anymore?
Once in a while. I actually went to the home opener, the Leafs home opener this year, because I thought maybe they got a team. You know, and maybe I can get into it, but the season's so long, and it's so meaningless until, like, June of next year, you know. It's like, it's really hard to stay interested. That's what I find.
Yeah, you guys have such a great team up there, though. I mean, you know, I was interviewing Geddy Lee a few months back, and of course, Geddy Lee, just so great on the bass. How close are you with Geddy and the guys from Rush? And I'm trying to think, did you guys ever tour back in the day together?
No, Rush and Triumph never played together. We never really got close together because we were always on the road. So the only time we might see each other was at O'Hare Airport in Chicago, changing planes. They were going one way, we were going the other.
Yeah.
So, we got a little close with Alex Lifeson. Alex is a great guy. Joel and Tom Cochran and Alex go play golf together all the time.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, final question here for you. How long are you going to keep this mustache? Is this just going to keep on going for the rest of time?
Yeah, why not? I don't know. I don't know what's under there, but I don't know what's living there. But I don't want to disturb them.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Mike. Listen. Good luck in the re-release of the record and stuff. And it would be great to hear some new stuff from Triumph. And man, if you ever want to come to Detroit and play three songs for us, we would welcome that with open arms as well. So.
There you go. Maybe when the documentary comes out, we'll see.
That's right, the documentary. Yeah, I forgot. I was going to ask you about that too. It's is this going to be like the Anvil documentary?
As much as I love that, I don't think we could do it that way.
All right, Mike. Hey, great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, appreciate it. Have a great holiday season, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Al Beck is back for Talking Rock with the rock news. What's happening, dude? Getting ready for Christmas?
Yeah,
huh?
Dude, I got a little bit of vacation time coming up, so looking forward to it.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. They give you vacation time?
They do, yeah.
Wow, it's a miracle. So, good. Yeah, I'm going to be off. Actually, I think I might try to squeeze one more podcast in for the year. We'll see what happens. I still have some interviews out there kind of floating around in the ether. We'll see how that goes. And then maybe call it quits for 2019. And for this decade.
Yes.
By the way, yeah, right. Which decade? I love that. We were just talking about this off the air. It's like, you know, I post stuff on my social media like, hey, what was your favorite concert of the decade? And which decade? Yeah. It's like, could you come back with a dumber comment?
I'm sure I could if I tried.
Right. Hey, how about the 80s?
Yeah, exactly.
So then I'm like, hey, man, you know, some of the best singles from the past decade, actually wrote the past decade.
Yeah.
The first one is a single that came out in 2008.
Well,
it's like a quick Google search.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all it takes. It's all it takes, people.
Sometimes that creeps up on you, though, like when you start thinking like something that took place 12 years ago now. You're like,
for sure.
Oh, man, I guess that was the prior decade, wasn't
that
it?
Was yeah. Right, exactly. Like I said, a quick Google search.
Yeah,
you know,
we kind of ran through that in the morning show. We were looking at some of the best shows, you know, of the decade, and we were trying to figure out why Breaking Bad didn't make the list, but that started I think in 2008. So it was okay. You know, in the previous decade.
Yeah, because I caught on to Breaking Bad. It was already a thing. I think I started watching like in the fourth season or something. So I had to catch all up on it.
Yeah.
And then I started watching it. But man, that was a great show. Yeah, I was just gonna tell you something about something else. Now I totally lost my train of thought.
Well, it's
breaking
my fault.
Breaking Bad. <I know.
laughs> One of the greatest TV shows of all time.
It is. There's no doubt about that. Oh, hey, real fast, if you get a chance, go back and listen to the last podcast. I didn't put this in the description, but I rediscovered this interview I did with Vinnie Paul and Dimebag Darrell and the guys from Damage Plan, Patrick and Bob Zilla as well. The date was January 12th, 2004. So it was 11 months before the tragedy that took Dime's life. Anyways, if you get a chance, go back and listen to that because it was really interesting, man. They talked a lot about the demise of Pantera and what that was all about. Some killer stories. And I'll fill you in on one. I didn't know if you knew this or not, but Dimebag Darrell won every guitar contest in Dallas, Texas before he was 16.
I had heard that, yeah.
Yeah. Probably heard it on my show.
Maybe. I heard it somewhere.
So, yeah, he said, yeah, I done won all the stuff. You know how he talks.
Yeah.
And he's like, I won the Charvel, the Stax, the guitars. And they're like, why don't you just become a judge? You
know? I like that.
I love Dime. He was great, man. So, anyways, if you get a chance, that's on the last one with Jacoby Shaddix is the description of the show. But today, Mike Levine from Triumph. Man, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Man, just a classic band right there. Just cranking up Allied Forces just the other day. But let's get into the rock news for today. We'll start out with the Chili Peppers, which was kind of cool. Here's my thing with the Chili Peppers. It's like I'm going through Instagram the other day, and I see their post.
Yeah.
That they made.
Yeah.
And there was no like rumors. There's no speculation. It's like, here's the Chili Peppers. Like, hey, listen, guys, Josh left and John's back. Here's, you know, it's like No fake news,
right.
No garbage, no speculation or anything like that.
And that's exactly the news was through that Instagram post. The Chili Peppers announced that they are parting ways with guitarist Josh Klinghoffer. And talking about like how time creeps up on you, I didn't even think about this. He's been with them for 10 years at this point. It doesn't feel like that long to me, but Klinghoffer was with them. So they did, you know, express their gratitude for the time that he had spent in the band, but also announced the return of John Frusciante,
yeah,
which I believe is his third time in the band now.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was there for, was he there for Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
And then
he was there for By the Way and Californication. I think it's his third time now joining the Chili Peppers.
What, really? Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I'm not, you know, outside of Chad Smith and Flea and Anthony, I'm not really sure how the guitar rotation goes.
Right, yeah.
But,
sure.
You know, hey, you know what? Like we were just talking about, maybe a quick Google search. You should have done that.
No follow-up questions. You know that's the rule.
Yeah, I was with, one night.
Frusciante?
Josh.
Josh Klinghoffer?
Yeah, it's really cool. I was with him one night, and he had like this Red Wings jersey on, and we were at a bar and stuff, and it was, they had just played. As a matter of fact, it was the night right after Nick Lindstrom had retired. Mm. He'd retired on like whatever day it was, the Friday or whatever, and this was on a Saturday or something along those lines, and it was really cool, you know, to see him up there on stage and whatnot with the Chili Peppers, because they brought him up on stage.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because Chad Smith is from here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's... And
Anthony Kiedis, I think, is from Grand Rapids, so he's another Michigan guy.
Right. And so they bring Nick Lindstrom up on stage, and Nick is kind of a quiet guy, but he's a celebrity, and he's been a celebrity for, you know, half, you know, a long time in his life. And he went up there and stood there with his arms up, and I'm like, wow, he kind of came out of his shell a little bit.
Yeah.
Now he's retired, so.
That's cool.
So, yeah, let's see. What do we got here as far as the current, let's see. Yeah, they're saying, okay, so Josh was around 2009 to 2019, touring 2007 and 2008. And where's John Frusciante? I guess, okay, no, this is former. See, they already got this page already fixed. Well,
as I think we mentioned last episode, we know what Michael Scott says about Wikipedia.
That's right. Anybody can fix it, right? So anyways, well, he's back. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good news. John Frusciante is a great guitarist. And I like some of that stuff on like Californication and By the Way. So.
Yeah. So speaking of guitarists, Jason Hook spent some time in the hospital the other day.
Yeah.
No one really knew what was going on with that. But
yeah, well, the original story was Five Finger Death Punch had to cancel a couple of shows because of, quote, a medical emergency. There wasn't a lot of details, which I get. You know, you get respect a dude's privacy. But as it turns out, Jason Hook had to have emergency gallbladder surgery. But it seems like he's doing fine. He posted on Instagram from his hospital bed, seems to be recovering. They did have to cancel a few more tour dates while he recovers, but it looks like they'll be back up and touring again before you know it.
Yeah, those guys going on a tour next year with I Prevail, Papa Roach, we just talked to it with Jacoby about, and also Ice Nine Kills. By the way, Frusciante was in the band from 88 to 92, so there you go, 98 to 2009. And now, I guess, the 10-year cycle continues. 2019, he'll probably play till 2029.
Right.
Call it quits again.
Probably.
So, Alice Cooper, Foo Fighters, doing this special gig for Aerosmith, eh?
That's right. So, the Music Cares... Person of the Year Gala is coming up, and the way it is, it's basically it spotlights an artist or a person that has done something, you know, philanthropy or something to kind of make the world better. And Aerosmith is going to be the Music Cares Person of the Year for this year, and they're going to have a number of artists on hand for the event to do some covers of Aerosmith songs to pay homage. Alice Cooper's on that list. Foo Fighters, as you mentioned, Gary Clark Jr., Her, John Legend, John Mayer, Jonas Brothers and Emily King, and also YOLA, all going to be on hand.
What is YOLA?
No idea, but it,
you only live once.
Evidently, that's YOLO.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so this thing's going to be taking place just a couple days before the Grammys honoring Aerosmith.
Okay, and finally to wrap things up here, we got Motley Crue news. You know, I saw that. I can't remember which stadium it was. They sold out one of the stadiums already in like record time for this tour.
Oh, no kidding.
The tickets went on sale. Like, I guess it was the fastest sellout the stadium ever had.
No kidding.
I can't remember where it was.
No idea.
So, yeah, well, maybe you should check up on that stuff.
No.
No. You got more important stuff to talk about than Motley Crue, like Vince Neil's waistline.
Yeah. He's not being named specifically in this story, but I think we all know that's who this is about. Obviously, Motley Crue going on the road, coming out of tour retirement. They'll be touring with Def Leppard, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Poison. Well, their band manager said that these guys are really going to get themselves back into shape to get themselves out on that stage again. And that includes some of them will be working with trainers, and also some will be working with nutritionists. And like we said, I think we're probably talking about Vince Neil. And there's kind of blanket mentioning the whole band, not to embarrass him, but it's Vince Neil needs to lose some weight.
Yeah, he does.
But you just saw him over the summer, didn't you?
Yeah, he definitely.
At Sterling Fest.
Yeah, he's definitely Vince Neil, like you've seen him out there in the pictures and whatnot. Hey, look, you know, he's done it before. He can probably do it again. What's funny is that I was looking at the pictures, you know, when they did the press conference. You got Def Leppard and Motley and Poison and whatnot. Yeah. And Mick Mars, he could not be paler.
I'm sure.
The guy, like, never sees the sun.
Right.
So he's a good guy, man. I interviewed him one time, probably about 15 years ago, one-on-one, in his dressing room. And he was great, man. I love talking to Mick Mars. And he's really, I think Mick Mars is more of kind of the go with the flow kind of guy.
Sure.
I think that the other guys, this is just what I see from the outside looking in. I think like the other guys have this internal struggle and you know, perhaps a little bit here and there. But I think that Mick is just like, hey, whatever you guys want to do.
Nice.
That's just the impression I get. So.
Sure.
So what do we start this off with? Talking about people on the internet, okay?
Yeah.
Name one of the best singles from the past decade. Diary of a Madman. Okay, that is not a single from the past decade.
Oh, man. Was there an album reissue this decade? Maybe. get you out of technicality.
Oh, my God.
Have fun with your foreplay at 4. I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Well, give your social so people can tweet you moronic things.
Sure. Albeck Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah. At Meltdown WRIF. Hey, if this is the last podcast for 2019, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll fire it back up in 2020. I know I've already got some interviews already lined up for 2020, so looking forward to that. And we'll do it all over again very soon at Meltdown WRIF. Thanks so much for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.